All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the BZI Innovation Park Public Infrastructure District. Today is November 25th, 2025, 2:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call would like to give your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board, not in any particular order. Drake, you want to start?
Yes, happy to. Drake Howell, board chair. I'm on Zoom today. Brett
Steve
Nielsen.
Sansom. Oh, Steve Sansom, secretary.
Guy Nelson. Treasurer, I think. Oh, that's good.
Ryan O'Brien.
Aaron Johnson.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up then, we have the board meeting minutes from our August 1st meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They looked accurate to me.
Okay, could I get a motion then, Stephen?
I'll move to approve them.
Thanks.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Ryan. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, first action item is the interlocal between the district and the inland port. Have you guys had a chance to review that? Do we need to go over it? Tell me what your thoughts are.
I'll say something and then Steve feel obviously say correct me if I'm saying anything wrong. We've been in communication with the Utah Inland Port Authority via Amy Brown Coffin, their director of compliance. They've made some updates to the interlocal agreement that was included in the creation resolution and have ch made some changes that we've requested, and they're just confirming whether they need to take that back to the Utah Inland Port Authority board at this time. That's what we're waiting on.
But as far as approving it on our end, we've reviewed it. We've gone over it multiple times with as we've negotiated it, and I feel like we're at a point where we can approve it.
Okay. Can I take that as a motion then, Stephen?
Yeah, motion to approve it.
And second.
Great. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks, Drake. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up is discussion about the district accountant. So I send out three proposals and then Connie had sent out a fourth. So have you guys had a chance to review those? Did you see my recommendations, my discussion about it? Tell me what your thoughts are.
I don't remember seeing the proposals myself, and it's not impossible that I just didn't read it. But can we look at those in your recommend really quick, just for a couple minutes?
Sure. So let me pull them up. All right, let me stop sharing so I can switch screens. Right, do you see now one of the proposals?
Yes.
Okay. So this one is from CLA, Clifton Larson Allen. They do a lot of the districts, I would say the majority of the districts in Utah. They also have a presence in Colorado, which is where they, primarily have most of their districts, from what I understand. So let's come down to. So their standard rate, they're going to talk about accounting services between 18 to 20,000. They also do a financial forecasting model, which would be anywhere from 20 to 22,000. Always makes me laugh about the forecasting because I don't think personally it would be as hard as they say, but that's just me. All right, next up, did it switch?
Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure. So this is Hinton Burdick. Now we use Hinton Burdick primarily as the one of the two auditing firms that we've used in the past. In my conversations with them, they did express interest in looking at doing some ongoing accounting. Their cost is going to be about 15, but my worry with them is I'm not sure we want to use them as their first time into the PID IFD world. The accounting is pretty different from the business side accounting, dealing with GADSB and GAAP and all those requirements. So, based on their cost, it's not bad. But again, my worry is their experience level, especially for us, because our PID's going to be a little more complicated than most of the PIDs or other districts having to deal with the port. Here's the third option, which is Pinnacle. They would be the
This who
one.
Drake and I talked to, Drake, this who you and I interviewed a long time ago, right?
I think it may have been Pinnacle.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think it is,
these
yeah.
are the ones that I as soon as we're done reviewing, I have a motion ready, but this is the
Okay.
one I lean towards.
Okay. That would be my recommendation. Them and CLA would be the top two, but these guys are a little bit less expensive, but I think they still give you the experience. They have kind of the same presence in Colorado that CLA does. So, just based on cost, I think their experience is equivalent. Their customer service is equivalent. I get along great with both sides. These guys are just a little bit cheaper. All right. So, that's the accounting side. There was one that Connie sent out,
So,
Blackwood.
just a clarification, Michael. So the others were 20 to 22 for accounting as an annual fee. This is just 165 an hour.
No, this is 10. This is, oh wait, that is
That's
financial
forecasting, right?
forecasting. Yeah.
Now, typically, when you get to this, well, I'll be honest, 165, CLA did not put in theirs how much their typical billing is, their rates. But I'll be honest, they don't have a single person working on any of the districts that's below 175. And their principals are at 400 an hour for CLA.
So I guess my only question is, would it be appropriate to ask them for a annual, like a GMP or a maximum cost for the accounting services, or are we just going to
I
sign
don't
up?
think any of them are given a maximum. I think these are estimate ranges, but I think it would be, maybe that's a good idea to ask him for an estimated range for the annual.
Wasn't the first one 20 to 22 for the annual cost? Did I
Yeah,
miss
but it's not a
something?
maximum, it's an estimate.
I
So.
think we want to be careful putting a maximum in you guys. Like, we're going to lean hard on these guys because we're not educated. 165 bucks an hour isn't that bad. I mean, if we blow it by $1,000 at the end of the year by using an extra 10 hours. I'm personally not scared of that as the treasurer.
So let me give you some background. So typically for the districts, we'll put for the first year 50,000 in. Now that's going to cover legal, accounting, it's going to cover insurance,
Does that cover
outside
MA as well?
auditing.
Municipal advising?
That's in, no, the municipal advisor for the pricing certificate, that's going to get covered out of the cost of issuance because that's an upfront getting the bonds ready. Now, if we wanted to have one long term as a municipal advisor, then we would put it as part of the administrative costs. Typically, we don't have those. The only time I think we would use that is. This would be like years down the road if we wanted to refinance the bonds. Then we would need a municipal advisor to do that. But I've never seen a PID or an IFD in Utah need a municipal advisor going forward. Just it's not something that we would use. So getting back to the 50,000 a year, typically they will break down accounting and legal at 18,000 a year. I'll be honest, nobody's come to that amount. So I wouldn't be worried about this 165 and kind of guy what you were saying. I don't see either CLA or Pinnacle reaching that 18,000 in a year. I mean, it would require like an audit and things to be so far off in an audit where they're going over them constantly to even get to that 18,000.
Oh, 165 is like 10 hours a month
Which no one's going to
to
do
get to
10
20
hours a month.
grand. Yeah.
Yeah. We just don't have enough flowing through the books, right? I mean, really what the accountants and then me on the management side is we're going to go through when we have requisitions. Every quarter, I need to do reports that I'll send Guy to you and Drake, or Stephen, you'll be part if we have to do some resolutions. Where Matt would come in on the council side would be if we have annexations, withdrawals, we have anything on the legal side, but typically it's more on that, the annexations, withdrawals, or any contracts. Like if we need to renegotiate with the port, with, the county or something, then Matt would come in. But typically, the bulk of what you're going to see is me and Christy going forward with the management administrative once we get the bonds funded. Now, the stuff between now and when the bonds are funded gets paid out of the cost of issuance. So we're talking really post bonds. And even the accounting work between now and when the bonds are posted, that all gets covered in the cost of issuance as well.
I'm ready to make a motion. I move that we hire Pinnacle Consulting Group Inc. as our district accountant.
I second that.
Okay, thanks, Guy. Thanks, Drake. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, let's see. All right, so now let's get to the municipal services or the municipal advisor, sorry. So this first one is from Cruz and Associates. I think you guys are kind of familiar with them. They do some municipal advising to Cedar City and to Iron County. Let's come down. Again, we've worked with these guys. I get along with all three of these municipal advisors. I've known them personally when I was on the county council, when I was on the board of Central Utah Water. So I know these guys pretty well over, the past 25 years or so. So here's what their pricing certificate, what they're pricing out is, if we do limited tax, it would be 10. If we did special assessments, it would be 10. If we did tax increment, it would go up because working with the TIF committees is a little bit more, but that would be at that $2 per bond amount. Maximum would be, which this is kind of weird to me that he did 25 to 50. I mean, I would think it would be one number myself,
Yeah.
right? But maybe he's saying if it's all three, it could get to 50. If you want, I can clarify that with him. Here is Lewis Robertson Birmingham. It used to be,
Young.
Lewis Young. Exactly. I guess he must have retired. So I actually used these guys myself when I was at the fire department. I used them and Zions, but that was back when it was the older Robinson. That's who I used. So coming down, I want to say he was at 15. Yep. And then the last one is Zions.
Well, sorry. Can we spend just a bit longer on the Lewis, that one,
Yep.
whatever they're called, Lewis Robertson?
Lewis
And
Robertson, Birmingham now.
I really like this is the one I'm leaning towards because of this option one limited scope that they provide. And as I understand their kind of justification or rationale for this is. And correct me if I'm wrong, Michael or Christy or whoever else knows, it was this legislative session in 2025 where
Yes.
the state legislature n required via a new law that PIDs have MAs.
Yep.
Up till this year, PIDs did not need an MA.
You are
So
correct.
what I see them offering is they're effectively saying, you have such a great investment banker that you've chosen in DA Davidson. We don't feel like we would need to give the full smorgasbord, the full offering of municipal advisory because of that. And so here's a limited scope option. I personally kind of like that flavor, and and would think that we would want to give some serious consideration to that.
Well, Zions is offering that too, and it's at 6,000. So just if I kind of like that. I think these two are the ones that are limited scope and then are full scope, but I think Zions also offers a limited scope.
So I
Maybe
will
it's
say
not.
this with LBR or LRB, sorry, is they've only done one other district, at least with us. I know that Jason does a ton of stuff work in Colorado. He does other work here. I have used him in the past. I think they do a great job. My point with getting to this is the first time with us, well, second time technically, Tech Ridge did it, but I don't think they recognize the amount of time where Zions has done it multiple times, Cruz has done it multiple times. I think that Jason felt like this was going to be more in depth of doing not just the pricing certificate, because that's pretty limited, where when he did Tech Ridges, he was kind of the driver of the entire bond issuance, kind of in concert with DA Davidson. So they almost had dual roles, where for this pricing certificate, DA Davidson leads out. They do most of the work. Really, what the pricing certificate is going to do, and Drake, this gets back to your point, why the legislature did this new statute this past year. Was I think there were some people who felt like because DA Davidson and there's another underwriter, Piper Sandler, that they basically kind of have the corner on the market in Utah, that they didn't want those guys to be able to just impose whatever dollar amount or percentage, right? The underwriting fee, that they wanted other people to be able to look at it from a separate point of view to say, hey, what they did was right. The interest rate they got, who they sold it to was right. You know, that they didn't get kickbacks by bumping the interest rate a half a percent, those kind of things. That's what the legislature wanted when they did this pricing certificate. So,
So what
from
you're
my
saying is,
perspective, completely your guys' call. I've worked again with all three of them. I think they're
so
all great.
the
So,
limited scope that is described in this LRB thing, that's the same thing that Cruz and Zions refers to as only pricing certificate. Those are at the same, that's at par with each other.
yes.
Got it. Okay.
Is there a
And I,
particular one of these three that work better with DA Davidson, that DA Davidson's comfortable working with?
nope, they've all three worked with them. So I've been on different district creations where literally all three of them work with both DA Davidson and the other one, Piper Sandler. So here's Zions. Let me get down to where Jonathan lists the amounts. So here it is, pricing roll, first service, full service roll. So he's at 6,500, which I'll be honest, I've never seen anybody come in that low. I have seen another one at 7,500, but I've never seen one at 6,500.
Well,
And
again,
Jonathan
if they
has done
are
them in the
under
past, so
bidding this and they need to add a little bit more, that's a lot of difference between 6,500 and the other ones.
15,000.
Yeah.
Yep. And I mean, it is Zions, right? So they know Utah. The other two know Utah as well, so I shouldn't say Zions just knows it. And to be honest, after Scott Robertson left and he retired from the old Lewis Young Robertson Birmingham, I used Jonathan at the fire department for my stuff. So I know them both super well. And Jonathan did a great job. I just find it interesting there at 65. And I can't explain it. So hard to look away from 6,500 when you're doing a pricing certificate, like you said, Stephen. So
Anyone ready to make a motion? I'll make a
If,
motion and no one else
Michael, if
is.
I understand, it's Michael. It was your recommend. Is it your recommendation, Zion? That's kind of what I looked at from your email.
To be honest, again, if we take price out, I would say they're even across the board. So with
Okay.
that they're even, they all have experience, I would look at price on this one, not necessarily just, experience. I would, it's hard to say no to Zions at 6,500. So tell me what you guys are thinking.
I'm good with your recommend, Mike, but Drake, if you have heartburn on that, I'm really sensitive
No,
to.
I don't have any heartburn. I'm really glad that you guys pointed that out on Zions. I'm totally comfortable with Zions. In fact, I'll move that we hire Zions Bank as our municipal advisor.
I'll
I'll
second.
second it. Yeah.
Ryan beat you out barely, Stephen. Sorry.
Okay, that's good.
My green light of who's talking just flashed for Ryan a little quicker. All
Bye.
right, so Drake and Ryan with the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Bye.
Aye.
All right. That's everything I show on the agenda. As soon as we're done, I'll let Connie know what you guys have chosen as far that way she can get the distribution list updated. We can get them part of all the working group emails and correspondence. So, do you guys have anything else for us? You need
I just
anything?
have just really just kind of one note for us to be looking forward to. We will have a withdrawal map as well as an annexation map that we're preparing for our next board meeting for the board's consideration. So just wanted to put that out there for I know you guys will be thinking about it all Thanksgiving weekend. So I just kind of wanted to put a little teaser out there. So.
Drake, shame on you for making them think about it over the long holiday weekend. What? What?
It
Oh, man.
ain't
Day of the meeting, everybody's going to be going through. All right, what the heck do we need to be covering? Yeah. All right,
gonna
if there's nothing else, we can take a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Ray.
Second.
Thanks, Guy. Got to give it to Guy, Drake. Sorry. All those in
I was just
favor.
waving bye to everybody. I didn't
Oh,
know a
okay.
motions to adjourn needed a second, but I'll third it or
It
fourth it or
technically
whatever we need
doesn't, but actually, technically, under Robert's rules, you can just adjourn without a motion. But
All right.
so, all right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.
Aye.
All right.
Yeah.